You know, you talk about that last touchdown to Jordan Matthews, the game winner in overtime. That was a complimentary play, a play that how often have we seen Jordan Matthews get big gainers on some of these crossing routes, some of these deep over routes off play action with the quarterback rolling out to his left or to his right. And they, what they did was they ran that same play, except instead of Matthews going all the way across the field, when he got reached that halfway point, he stuck his foot in the ground and broke the opposite way. So the defender would overcommit. He was wide open. He got Byron Jones to fall. It was the second time they ran it. They had a 28 yarder. The first time they ran it and the second time ended up being the game winning touchdown. All little twists like that were exactly what we talked about a week ago, right on this podcast, was how do you find the things that you do well, figure out how the opponents are going to try and defend it, and then try and figure out what are the best ways we can formulate a complementary play off of those plays and try and generate some good yardage. So it was really just a great job overall by the coaching staff, by the players of executing the plays, and it was a great team win.
The awesome thing about Matthews, you guys were talking about him, is that I think it was his first catch of the game was a shallow cross, and he got lit up.
Yes.
And it's a ball that, unfortunately, we've seen it go off his hands a couple times this season. He hasn't been able to hold on to it, and he did hold on to it. I think it was on a third down, and it was short of the stick, so they didn't get the first down. But either way, I think that kind of really helped his confidence moving forward. And along those lines, as I get into my point here, I'm wondering if this is the springboard game for the Eagles. Now that they're back to 4-4, we're seeing the offense start to click.